This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized the spirit of unity and warned countrymen against divisive powers who aim to break the integrity of the nation. Addressing the Rashtriya Ekta Divas celebrations in Ekta Nagar, Kevadia in Gujarat on the birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel today, the Prime Minister underscored that the spirit of national unity is crucial for achieving the vision of Vikasit Bharat over the next 25 years. He stated that during the last 10 years, his government has been constantly strengthening the spirit of one nation in all its policies and decisions.
आज वन नेशन वन आइडेंटिटी यानी आधार की सफलता हम सब देख रहे हैं. हमने वन नेशन वन टैक्स सिस्टम जीएसटी बनाया. वन नेशन वन पावर ग्रिड से देश के पावर सेक्टर को मजबूत किया. हमने वन नेशन वन राशन कार्ड से गरीबों को मिलने वाली सुविधाओं को एक साथ जोड़ दिया. हमने आयुष्मान भारत के रूप में वन नेशन वन हेल्थ इंश्योरेंस की सुविधा देश के जन जन को दी है. हमारे इन प्रयासों के तहत ही अब हम वन नेशन वन इलेक्शन पर काम कर रहे हैं.
Prime Minister Modi said new history is being scripted in the country and India is emerging as a global leader. He highlighted that India today is a country which is progressive, inclusive, sensible and on the path of rapid development despite unstable global situations. Recalling the valuable contribution of Sardar Patel towards unifying the country, PM Modi said the 150th birth anniversary of Sardar Patel will be celebrated throughout the country over the next 2 years. Earlier in the morning, the Prime Minister offered floral tribute to Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel at Statue of Unity in Ekta Nagar. He also administered the Ekta Divas pledge to the people and witnessed Ekta Divas parade. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today paid floral tributes to Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel at his statue at Patel Chowk in New Delhi on his birth anniversary. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh has said India and China have been holding talks at both diplomatic and military levels to resolve the differences in some areas along the line of actual control, LAC. As a result of the talks, a broad consensus was developed on the basis of equal and mutual security. He said this after virtually inaugurating the statue of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel and Major Ralingnau Bob Cutting Museum of Valor at Tawang today. He said the statue of Sardar Patel in Tawang will inspire people, reminding them of the strength in unity and the unwavering spirit required to build a nation as diverse as India. The Kendriya Griha Mantri Dakshata Padak has been awarded to 463 personnel of various states and union territories, Central Armed Police Forces and Central Police Organizations for the year 2024. The medal is given to recognize excellent work, promote high professional standards and boost the morale of the officers in the fields of special operation, investigation, intelligence and forensic science. The nation is remembering former Prime Minister Indira Gandhi on her death anniversary today. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi and other senior party leaders paid tributes to the former Prime Minister at Shakti Sthal in Delhi. A cultural program was also organized at Indira Gandhi Memorial. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge also paid tributes to Indira Gandhi. Tomorrow is the last day for withdrawal of candidature for the second phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand. 634 candidates have filed nominations for this phase. 38 constituencies will go to polls in the second phase on the 20th of November, while the first phase of polling will be undertaken on 13th November in 43 constituencies. The Festival of Lights, Diwali, is being celebrated across the country with traditional fervour and gaiety today. The festival, which marks the victory of good over evil, is celebrated by lighting up houses, temples and other public places. People also worship the goddess of wealth, Lakshmi, on the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted citizens on the occasion of Diwali. And with that, we end this news bulletin.